Okay, well, let's take a quick break from seabirds and dip our toes into the latest ocean science headlines. Helen, what have you got for us this month?
Well, first up, I've got a new study that's uncovered the important role that the humble sea cucumbers play in the balance of coral reefs, because it turns out that their acidic gastric emissions cause coral reefs to dissolve. Researchers on One Tree Island on Australia's Great Barrier Reef originally made measurements of seawater that showed that during the night, a significant portion of the coral reef dissolved away. And they didn't know why. But they did notice that there were a lot of sea cucumbers hanging around in the area, and they wondered if maybe they were to blame. Well, in the tropics, these unprepossessing tubular relatives of starfish and sea urchins spend much of their lives laying around on the seabed, acting like living vacuum cleaners. They slurp up mouthfuls of sand and coral rubble and squirt it out from the other end as piles of cleaned up sediment. And in the process, they release dissolved calcium carbonate into the water. So the team, led by Kenny Schneider from the Carnegie Institution for Science in California, took some sea cucumbers into the lab and measured just what goes in and what comes out of them. And they basically found that the sea cucumbers are probably responsible for around half of the carbonate dissolution every night on a coral reef. And that's because, as well as emitting this dissolved calcium carbonate from all the coral rubble they've been munching on, they also release acid, and that's what's doing the dissolving. Now, this might sound bad, but in fact, the sea cucumbers are doing a vital job of recycling nutrients back into the ecosystem, and that makes them available to primary producers. And the dissolved calcium carbonate they release also helps to buffer against rising levels of acidity. So it's kind of counterintuitive, but they are actually helping, we think, to buffer the fact that the oceans are getting more acidic because of all the carbon dioxide we're putting into the atmosphere that ends up in the oceans as well, causing the acidity to go up. There's the video that we're going to link to on our website of Kenny talking about his research. And it's quite nice because he basically says how much he likes this study. It was a bit of an accident because they sort of found out that the reefs were dissolving and looked around to try and figure out what was going on. And he admits that actually he really likes the study, partly because it brings together people from different disciplines. So the geochemists and the biologists who went out to count sea cucumbers, and they all brought their expertise to this paper. So have a look, because it's filmed on One Tree Island as well, so you can get a glimpse of the reefs. And I think the really nice thing is it's showing us just the importance of all the species on reefs, even if you might think, oh, well, they're just sitting around not doing much, but they are playing a really important role in the balance of the ecosystem. So we have to look after all those species because they're all playing their part.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just about looking after the charismatic big species that we can see and can see what they're doing. It's all about conserving everything, conserving all of the ecosystem.